finally, to round off this podcast, I thought I'd include a speech that I gave to the Young Independence Conference. I was asked to speak there and was flattered to do so, but I was representing Better Off Out, of course, and I was talking about the reasons why Britain should vote to leave the European Union. But more importantly, I was talking about the campaign to come, what we intend to do, how can we cooperate with other bodies and so forth. I must say, the Young Independents are a great movement. I had a really warm welcome. And any young Brexiteers out there, I think maybe you ought to check them out, consider joining them. Anyway, here's the speech.
Right, so here is the man coming up next, Rupert Matthews, who is hopefully going to give us the rallying call, tell us about the Better Off Out campaign. I'm really excited to hear it. He's already seen the MEPs and they're already on board. So let's all give him a big round of applause.
Thank you for that great introduction, Joe. It's always nice to have no pressure at all when you stand up and start talking. Anyway, I haven't come here to tell you that there's going to be a referendum on Britain's place in the European Union. I haven't come here to tell you about the issues that are going to be at stake in that referendum. And I haven't come here to tell you that that referendum is going to be the most important vote in a generation in this country. What I've come here to tell you is that we will win. Yeah. We will win because we have got right on our side. Yeah. We will win because we have got freedom on our side. We will win because we have got democracy on our side. And we will win because we have got brave, stalwart figures, such as Nigel Farage, Bill Etheridge, David Coburn, all of whom are going to be here tomorrow addressing you. And because we have got so much on our side, we will win this referendum. But we will only win it if we work hard. Because be under no illusions, the forces ranged against us are powerful, they are ruthless, and they are unscrupulous. We have got against us the European Commission. Now, I know we frequently take the mickey out of them for being corrupt, incompetent, and inept, but they are very good at protecting their own interests. If you get out there, you look at the office block they're in, the luxurious foyer that the European Commission has. Now, I've not got to get any further than that, so I don't know what their offices are like, but I'm going to guess they're pretty nice. And if the European Commission wants to continue the flow of British taxpayers' money going to the European Union, they've got to keep Britain within the European Union. But they're not going to come over here and say, oh, hello, I am the spokesman for European Union, you must vote yes, because they're not that stupid. They are already funding bodies and organisations within this country which they know will be making the mood music for a yes campaign. They have given tens of millions of pounds to the BBC, and we all know what line the BBC takes on this. But they are also giving money to all sorts of other NGOs, charities. The RSPCA, for instance, takes quite a good wedge of money from Brussels. What view do you think the RSPB are going to take when it comes to the referendum? And that's just the European Union. We've also got our own government to contend with, because they are just as determined to keep Britain in the European Union as is the European Union itself. Now, the bill about the referendum is even now grinding its way through Parliament, but what was the first thing David Cameron did when that bill was introduced? He put in a clause scrapping the old rule about purdah. That's the rule that stopped the government from interfering in elections and in referenda in this country. With that purdah gone, the government will be free to spend tens of millions of pounds of taxpayers' money, that's your money, on campaigning for a yes. And trust me, they are going to do it. And of course, we've been here before. Now, none of you were old enough to remember the 1975 referendum. I wasn't old enough to vote in it, but I am old enough to remember it. And back then, we were told this was all about trade. We were told this was about being friendly with our European colleagues. This was about being nice and modern and with it, as the phrase was back then. And anyone who was against the European Union was a little Englander, old-fashioned, backward-looking and old. I remember that campaign very well. And it was topped off by the Prime Minister, one Harold Wilson back then, going out and having negotiations in Brussels. And he came back with some magnificent victories after a huge row in Brussels. And he came back with 6 concessions that the European Union had made, 6 concessions that were going to be written into the treaties. And they were magnificent concessions. They were so good and so strong and so wonderful that nobody now has a clue what they were. But he at least got them written into a treaty. David Cameron is doing exactly the same thing, going through exactly the same game plan. He's going out to Brussels. George Osborne is going around the capitals of Europe. They will have rows, they will have arguments, they will have late night meetings with deadlocked discussions, and at the end of it, David Cameron will produce the concessions that he is getting from Europe. But they will be just as pointless and just as useless as those of Harold Wilson. And I'm going to lay money that David Cameron can't even get them written into a treaty. So what can we do about it? We can work. We can campaign. We can fight to secure the no vote that we all know is in the best interests of Britain. Outside in the foyer, Better Off Out has got a stand. Myself or Simon will be manning it throughout your weekend conference. We have got leaflets you can take away to deliver. If you want to take away 10 leaflets and deliver 10 leaflets, that's fine. If you want to take away 10,000 leaflets, that's fine too. We will give you as many as you think that you and your branch can deliver. We've got badges, we've got books, we've got all the paraphernalia of an election campaign. And I can now announce to you, and this is the first time I'm announcing this, that the Better Off campaign is launching its national campaign at the beginning of September. It's on the 2nd of September, a Saturday afternoon in Harrogate. So if you can be there, be there. I was very interested to hear Nigel Farage make a speech a couple of days ago, which he announced that UKIP were launching their national campaign in September, and I was gratified to see him following our lead. But it's not just Harrogate. If you can't get there, that's fine. We're going to be organising more than 20 meetings around the country in the course of September to launch our campaign right around the country. And yes, we are even going to Scotland. Not only are we going to Scotland, we're going to the SNP conference. Carried away, they haven't let us in, but we have got some stunts we're going to be doing in the streets outside. We'll be handing out leaflets and so on, and we are going to be going to all the party conferences. Now UKIP are a nice welcoming bunch, you've let us in, we've got a stand at the UKIP conference, which will be great, but we're going to all the conferences. Those that will let us in, that's fine. Those that won't let us in, we're going to be demonstrating and making a fuss outside, because we are going to demonstrate to the Europhile yes men that there is no such thing as a no-go zone for the no campaign. Out on our stand out there, we've got ways in which you can help us and we can help you. We've got a giant cheque made out for the amount of money that the European Union costs Britain every year. Get yourself photographed with it. We'll take your photo if you can't do a selfie, and then we'll give you the standard press release. You can just drop your name in, send it out to your local media when you get home. That is a good photo, an eye-catching photo that local media like, and it will kickstart the campaign in your area. We have also got a sheet that you can sign up. Give us your name and your email address. We'll copy you in on everything that we're doing and how you can help us and how we can help you going forwards. Because if we work together, if all the Eurosceptic organisations work together, so not just UKIP or YI, Better Off Out, but things like the Bruges Group, Campaign for an Independent Britain, if we all work together, if we all cooperate together, then we will win. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.